Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca IFIS first 6 months results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giovanni Bossi, Chief Executive Officer of Banca IFIS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody. This morning, the Board of Directors of Banca IFIS approved the half-year results. Results are good, with some unlucky, significant negative events that we will explain in some moment. Some good points of the half year are the cost-income ratio at 51% and an excellent gross non-performing exposure ratio at 10.5%, already in line with the best-in-class European bank. Well, I leave the floor to Mara Di Giorgio, Head of Investor Relations, for the explanation, for some explanation about the numbers. Thank you, Mara.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Bossi. Well, the group net banking income totaled 278 million euro as compared to 253 the last year, 2017. So, plus 9.8%. By segment, the higher contribution came from the enterprises, which contributed for 59.4%, which reported a decrease of 3.9%, mainly for the lower contribution of what is called as reversal of the PPA at the net banking income level. Reversal of the PPA at this level for enterprises was 40.5 million euros as compared to 59.7 million euros last year. Higher provisions made this segment decreasing. Provisions were negative for 39 million euros. Opposite as compared to the first half 2017, when we reported plus 11.5%. So the difference really is in the range of 50 million euros. 39 million euros of provisions were in the sector mainly related to one significant position in the trade receivable segment, okay, due to one unique debtor, let's say. It was on all Italian newspaper during the last 3 months. In the second area, higher provisions and lower contribution of the reverse of the PPA are two of the elements at which at the beginning our CEO was referring. Second area of contribution is the NPL, which realized 119 million euro of net banking income at the end of June 2018 versus 79 previous year, same period, reporting a growth of over 50%. Going to slide number, governance and services, which is including also the newly acquired and consolidated capital FIN, but is referring mainly to the cost of funding at the net banking income level, reported a loss of minus 6 million as compared to a positive 2.5 million last year, previous year. We are still having something like 1.4 billion of excess of liquidity, but then Mrs. Cristina Taormina, our CFO, will detail that in excess as compared to the normal, let's say, to the asset needs. Okay? Trade receivables. As far as slide number five, okay, what I can tell you here is that all KPIs related to the factoring were positive during the semester. So turnover grew at over 8.8%, 8.8 in detail, okay, amounted 6.1 billion, okay, and mainly driven by a growth of the clients. As you may remember, we were saying that the most important KPI here in the execution of the strategy is the growth in number of clients. I can tell you that in the semester, okay, we net have over 500 new clients, okay, and the growth reported in number of clients is 6.3%. Outstanding amounted to 3.8 billion with a growth as compared to the second half the first half 2017 of 1.2%. Loans grew by 11%, okay, amounted to 3.4 billion. Net banking income in trade receivables, again, trade receivables from the beginning of the year are also including the medium long term lending, okay, is so net banking income is 14.5%. Up, 14.5%, driven by again turnover clients and loans growth. On the right side of the slide, we have represented as in the previous quarter the like-for-like growth. Like-for-like growth was 1.9%, including medium-long-term lending. So we have reported, let's say, in first half 2017, we have included the medium-long-term lending. As far as the medium-long-term lending, new loans erogated during the first 6 months were 73 million. Net profit from financial activity, okay, decreased, and the decrease reported is mainly related to the single, let's say, significant amount, okay, that occurred during this semester. Like for like, including the medium long term lending in the compared in the two semesters was down by 21%. Going to the corporate banking is the most impacted area, I would say, as far as the reversal of the provisions and write on that occurred last year. And this year we really had in a smallest amount. So new loans at 143.8, okay, in the first half of 2018, up by 4%. Outstanding loans over 750 million euros, up 11%. Medium long-term lending, okay, again, is not anymore included here. This is the reason why we give you the like-for-like in net banking income. And it was down by 12%, again, not including, let's say, it's not correct, including a lower amount of reversal of PPA of 36 million euro in the first half 2018 as compared to 48 in the first half 2017. Net profit from financial activity is including 5.3 million euro of provisions as compared to the previous year in which we had a positive write on, let's say, positive provision of 21 million. As far as leasing is concerned, okay, first of all, I want to tell you that for leasing, during the first 6 months, we executed what we said, what we stated at the beginning of the year, okay, and it was the fact that we wanted to change the core banking, let's say, of the business unit. I'm calling business unit today, but it was at the beginning of the year a company that we merged during the first 6 months. Leasing continued to grow, really, supporting SMEs, thanks also to the government facility measure of called Sabatini Law, okay, that is supporting a pull and pushing the innovation 4.0, so called. We erogated new loans for 333 million euro, okay, or 5.2% growth, with loans increasing by 4.6%. excluding a real estate mortgage portfolio that, as in the first quarter, it is reclassified in governance and services. Net banking income was affected by the reclassification of the real estate mortgage. Like comparison, anyway, we are reporting in this sector a growth of over 7%. Net profit. There was some provisions, let's say, higher than the previous year, with a cost of credit of 74 basis points here, and for comparison at this level, due to the higher cost of credit, okay, of minus 5%. I want to say that in the transportation segment, okay, we intensify our efforts, okay, towards green and electrical. It is just yesterday that we announced 3 agreements achieved, one with Tesla for being the leasing distributor, a leasing distributor on this country for them. We agree with Unipol, okay, for having in their offices, in their branches, in their, let's say, areas, the distribution of our leasing, supporting their clients. And then we also agreed with a partner that is Apple distributor called Ativia, that again another agreement for supporting the technology sales. Okay, I would say that technology in this segment is growing very, very fast, and is one of the fastest areas where we are really we're achieving good performances. Not much to say about tax receivables, apart from the fact that all this small area is really affected by the decrease of the purchases done in the market, and at the same time we are seeing a reduction we are paid, let's say, fastest as compared to the past. Going to slide 9, NPL area. I'm very happy to speak about this area because the results reported are again astonishing, let's say, performance. A growth of over 50% in net banking income, or net finance, let's say, the same in the second level of the margin, is something that on constant basis, let's say, we are achieving or even overwhelming. Gross book value didn't really change too much, okay, as compared to either end of 2017 and first quarter of 2018, In the first 6 months, we bought really just a small portfolio, but at the beginning of July, as you can see in page 10, okay, we acquired 3 different portfolios for total 600 million euro of gross book value. And then we, as you know, finalized the acquisition, agreed to acquire the FBS servicer, okay, which has 1.2 billion of owned portfolios and 7 billion of assets under management. So totally, I would say that for the time being, we have around 2 billion of additional owned portfolio when we will consolidate FBS, and at the moment 7 million under management. The results, okay, achieved from the cash point of view, that in this business is very, very important, are again very good. 81 million euros in the first semester of 2018 as compared to 54 in 2017. Let's say, second quarter, that is really growing and accelerating, okay, more and more, as expected. Net banking income and net profit from financial activity is 119 million euro, okay, and if we go, as always, at page 12 in the segmentation by cluster of the NPL portfolio, we can see, okay, that again, where we pushed very much the activity during the first 6 months is in what we are calling the legal recovery, as well as, let's say, in particular in the order of assignments line. So we were able to generate 50 million euro of contribution to the NPL, to the profit and loss account, sorry, just from that cluster. Second area, second cluster is the extrajudicial. Extrajudicial, let's say, process, and more in detail, the area of the agreed payment plans based on willing to pay, which contributed this cluster for the 6 months for 38 million euro. So, first cluster, 50 million euro coming from the order of assignments, second cluster, 38 million euro from the judicial payment, non-judicial payment plans. Then there is also, let's say, a contribution coming from the adoption of the statistical model from the first of this year, 2018, statistical model applied in the legal recovery, which is giving value to the entire process of the legal department from the time in which we defined when the process, let's say, of the legal starts, legal collection starts. We still have, we still have 7 billion that needs to be processed, okay, and that's the, an area where we will accelerate more and more. As compared to the first quarter, which is an exercise that I would suggest to everyone to do, you can see that in staging we had 2.3 billion, and so it means that in just 3 months we were able to put under, let's say, management, so under transformation, 400 million euros of gross portfolio of NPL. Going to slide 13, here Okay, we have, let's say, either the result of the growth reported in cost income, in the costs, okay, which main drivers are, on one side, the growth reported in the NPL, and as we said, mainly in judicial, okay, which are anticipating costs that when order of assignment is achieved, we are repaid. So again, growing the order of assignment area, okay, and the pushing in the legal department, mainly in the legal department, in the process we are sustaining costs that are included in this area, and as soon as order of assignment, so the court gives the judicial, let's say, that we can pledge and we have to be paid, okay, we are recovering part, I would say, even if it's not 100%, of costs and interest sustained for the process. So that is a sort of anticipation, and according to the growth of the legal recovery department, the growth of those costs are reported in the P&L account. At the same time, we have sustained, I would say, an important amount of consultant costs related to either the new projects like the adoption of the core banking in the building, okay, as well as the OPEX attached to the IT development. So that goes to let's say profit before taxes, okay, so from the result of the profit from financial activities including costs, we go to the profit before taxes in the first half 2018 of around 94 million euro as compared to 146 million euro last year. Then in this slide we have mentioned a number of not, let's say, of impacting, negative impacting details of the results that could give you an idea, let's say, of what the trends in the real business is. As far as balance sheet, as always, I give the floor to Maria Cristina Taormina, our CFO.
Hi, good morning. If you go to the slide 14, you can see our asset structure. At the first half 2018, our total assets summarized 9.7 billion compared with 9.5 billion of the previous year. The main part of the assets are related to loans to customers for 6.7 billion compared with 6.4 billion. In that item, you can find 5.6 billion of credits versus enterprises, 850 million of RMPL and 260 million of the governance and service. For that concern, the enterprise, the growth in the period, in the first half of the year, was around 2.5%. For that concern, the RMPL, the growth was around 6.5%. With reference to the loan governance and service area, the increase was significantly, starting from 140 of the previous year up to 260 of this first half 2018. The reason why we have this growth are related to the acquisition of a new legal entity inside the group, Altin, for 20.7 million euro. Some acquisition of performing loans related to the area, to the NPL area, for 20.5 million, and the acquisition of a for 87 million euro. For that concern, the financial asset, the total amount is about 600 million, of which 30 million to profit and loss, 130 million to profit and loss at fair value, and 433 million to profit and loss at fair value through OCI. For that concern, this last amount, the main part of the items is represented from Govis for an amount of around 412 million. This represents the 4% of our total asset and the 30% of our net equity. The due from banks is around 1.5 billion with a reduction in respect to the previous year, and this represents the excess of liquidity that we maintain to have a buffer for the ongoing activity of the bank. For the concern the other asset, that amount at 800 million around at the first half 2018, the main part is represented from fiscal assets, 400 million, of which 345 are related to DTA. The part of DTA related to loss carry forward with a negative impact on our regulatory ratio are around 95 million at the first half 2018. For that concern, the asset quality, the net loans, that amount as we said before, at 5.6 billion euro, are represented for 368 million from NPE. In particular, from 68 million from bad loans, UTP for 143 million, and past due for 56 million. The first application of IFRS 9 from the 1st January 2018 had a significant impact in terms of exposure for that items, because according to the requirement of the standards, we expose the gross NP exposure with net of the amount for the purchase or originated credit impaired and for the write-off that the bank made during the time. If you look at the same data exposed under IAS 39 for the end of the previous year, you can see 1.3 billion of gross NPE that become 564 million at the 1st January 2018 and 615 at the end of the first half. This means that the NPE gross ratio on total gross loans at the end of the previous year was 20%, at the end of the first half 2018 is 10.5%. Okay, going on for the funding structure, our total funding amount at the end of the first half at 7.8 billion compared with 7.7 billion. During the first half, we continued the action become at the end of the last year, going to the market with the issuance of a senior unsecured bond for an amount of 300 million in the April month, and with the increase of the securitization that we have in place on our factoring loans for about 150 million. This is the explanation for the increase in the exposure of debt securities and ABS. For that concern, the retail funding at first half 2018, its amount is 4.5 billion compared with 4.9 billion. and the decrease is related to the strategy that the banks had put in place starting from the end of last year to reduce the funding retail in favor of the wholesale retail. Last one, slide 17, about the equity. Our common tier 1 without La Scogliera at Banca IFIS level group is 15.13% compared with 15.64%, and the total unbound capital ratio is 20.28 compared with 21.07%. This is the results of the net equity of the period, less the dividend on the last year distributed in April, correct? Less a negative effect of around 10 million deriving from the from a reduction, a decrease of the fair value of the govies that we have in portfolio following to the market condition. And that's all.
Okay, operator, you can open the section to the Q&A.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question comes from Manuela Meroni with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My first question is on the reverse merger with La Scogliera. We've read on in the domestic press that the process has been temporarily stopped, so I'm wondering if you can share with us what is the process and when you expect the merger to be completed and the positive impact on your regulatory capital basis to be accounted. The second question is on loan loss provision. We have seen an increase of loan loss provision in the first half of this year, mainly due to, let's say, single tickets. I'm wondering if you can provide us with a guidance on what could be your recurrent cost of risk in the remaining part of the year. Third question on NPL area. You started the acquisition in July, so I'm wondering if you see, let's say, more opportunities in terms of acquisitions in the second half of the year compared what you have done in the first part of the year, and let's say if you can provide us with a target in terms of acquisition to be completed in the NPL area by the end of the year. And the last question is on the competitive scenario. I'm wondering if you can share with us what you are seeing on the market, both on your enterprises area and on the NPL area, in terms of competition, if you are seeing, let's say, stable competition, increasing competition, or declining competition. Any color would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Manuela. Thank you for your questions. I leave the floor to Mr. Bossi for the answer on La Scogliera reverse merge. Okay?
Well, as written in the half-year report, everything is written in the half-year report. The idea is to finalize the reverse merge in the second half of 2018. We have some analysis that La Scogliera has some analysis in place on the technical aspects of the implementation or other operations other business operation able to do to reach the same regulatory result. So the target is it is clear to everybody, and it is shared that the regulatory constraint that today is present due to the role of holding company of La Scogliera has to be removed before the year end. This is the first point of this regard, as regards the reverse merger. As regards the acquisition on the portfolios, what I can say in this moment is that we have far more than 1 billion of portfolios that we are closing in terms of gross book value. This is a good figure, and it is only the figure that we are closing. Then there are other deals that we are negotiating, and the activity is sparkling. The activity is, we have a very, very important activity in this moment in this field. We are present, and we think that we will close many deals on top on what I indicated some seconds ago. On SPS, what was the question?
Okay, where we are with SPS?
Oh, well, with SPS, we are waiting for the authorization of the regulators. We think that we will be able to close the deal in the third quarter after the authorization. So nothing to put in evidence on this side. We are completely on track on this point. We are watching also some UTP, and we have a specific approach on this. Some of you are aware on my personal position as regards UTP. I think that UTP is a completely different story in respect of non-performing loans, a completely different beast. And it is crucial, in my view, to be coherent with the fact that UTP are not closed relationships. They are alive, and you need to manage this relationship with clients with extreme care, because if not, you can do damages instead of good things. We are prepared, we have the technology, we have the knowledge, we have the professional staff that is able to do this activity, and we have the willing and the capacity to do something of interesting, and we will see this in this area, we will see the results in the second half of 2018.
Mara, yes, also we have to say that thanks to their capabilities of being in the market and having a good reputation as servicers for the banks, that is going to help us also in opening this new, let's say, area for us, new activity that was not included. So to make service for third parties that is from now open either in unsecured and secured. So summarizing, as far as NPLs, let's say on one side we are going to announce a total of 1 billion acquired positions, portfolios in the coming months, but that is already something on which we have, let's say, we are working on the contract. On the other, okay, we are working in setting up this new area of putting together capabilities for the UTP the, let's say, part of the market. And we are also working, apart from integrating FBS in Banca IFIS, but we are also working for enlarging the activities to the service, okay, as far as NPL. So we spoke about La Scogliera, we spoke about FBS and about NPL area. We have to speak about the loan loss provisions. So we were, okay, at the 39 million euro for the trade receivables. I think the third question, Manuela, was in the, in generally speaking, in the enterprises, okay?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so let's say that what we expect is much more. It's a second half or two quarters much more in line with the first one. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did the answer to all your questions?
The scenario, if you are seeing some, let's say, increasing competition in the SME area or enterprises area, or you are seeing, let's say, a stable level of competition there?
Well, as we always saying, the big banks, let's say, the Italian big banks are not concentrated in the area where we are. There are some challenger banks that have to start their activities, so let's say they still have to come in the market, and so for the time being, I mean, they don't exist. So it's very easy to say that nothing has changed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Luigi Tramontana with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a clarification concerning the capital evolution and your financial assets. I would like to understand on the 40 bps reduction of your common equity quarter on quarter, how much was due to the mark to market of your securities portfolio, and to understand if you could give us also the average duration of this portfolio and its composition. Thank you.
Cristina Tormino speaking. If I well understand, you are interested in the decreasing fair value of our govies, or that is the question?
I would like to understand how much,
yeah,
of the common equity reduction was due in the quarter to the market's turmoil. So out of the 40 bps, how much was due to RWA increase, how much was due to the reduction in the fair value reserves, and related to that, what is the average duration of your securities portfolio?
Please consider that our set one was really stable compared with the previous year, because we are at the previous year 15.64%, and we have to compare with 15.13%. We have a plus for the 66 million of profit of the period. A decrease for the dividend, okay, about 53 million, and then a negative impact of 10 million for the decrease of the value of the govies. So it's really poor, the negative effect on the CET1 of the govies, because the main part is related to the profit.
Okay. And the average duration.
And regarding the duration of this portfolio,
the other point.
The average duration is in the area of four or five years, taking but still consider that we prefer to have some indexed bond instead of the fixed interest rate.
So okay, thank
you. The movement in the kind of govies in the kind of portfolio are relatively low in respect of the movement of a traditional BTP.
La prossima domanda, the next question comes from Alberto Subert with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I have three questions for you today. The first one will be about the cost. We saw a trending of increasing costs for operating costs, mostly due for the assigned wage for the NPL portfolio. And I was wondering if this kind of trend we will still continue to see in the incoming quarters, and if you can explain it a little bit more, this kind of voice. Second one will be about the NPL acquisition, and you already replied about the cash collection about your NPL portfolio. I see that in the first semester you did 81 million. I wonder if you can give us some data about last year for comparison, and if you can give us some guideline on your expectation of future collection. And I think it's all for now. And sorry, the third one was the guidance about the PPA. This year is decreasing compared to last year, and I wonder if you can give us some guidelines for the full year. Thank you.
Hi. Please help me in remember all your questions. So reverse of the PPA guidance is in the range of, 75-80 million euro.
Okay. The second one, if you can explain a little bit more about the operating costs related about the judicial ongoing workout, and give us some guideline for operational costs for the rest of the year.
Well, as together with the judicial, together with the order of assignment or the judicial process, there are also costs that need to be supported. No doubt on that. That's the reason why we go for judicial approach only when, the tickets are over a certain amount. So that whenever we, obtain the order of assignment from the court, those costs are paid by the debtor. Okay, but in the same time, we have you see in the clusterization, so in slide page 12, okay, in the clusterization in gross portfolio, that still we do have 484 million euros of gross portfolio in order of assignment wage already obtained, so cost recovery. But in 2.5 billion of gross portfolio still in the legal department that are in the process to be worked for order of assignment, for obtaining the order of assignment. So it means that we are anticipating the 100% of those costs up to the order of assignment.
So
it means that the profit and loss account is supporting those costs for the time being, and they don't have, the repayment. Okay?
Okay, so this kind of cost, if I got it right, you accounted 100% now, and when and if you will win the cause, it will be like a write-off because it will be paid by the debtors, correct?
Yes, correct.
But
and
this
you have
means
that, in our profit and loss, okay? is in you start to see the debt effect in our profit and loss in the breakdown that we give as far as the cost is concerned. Last line of the table, okay, is giving you the two recovery costs. One is linked to the duties of Rendimax and the other to these things.
Okay, so it translates in an increasing cost for all incoming quarters, in few words.
We have, let's say, supported. I mean, the process is stays there for 18 months, 2 years. It means that for 18 months, you have a temporary lag between cost and repayment.
So for the next 18 to 2 years, it will be an increase, then you will start to have red.
No. Not for the 18 months, 2 years, because they are already here, so they have already started. And you see, for example, the 340 are in a different different stage as compared to the 2 billion of waiting for the judicial workout. So it depends in which phase they are.
Okay. Thank you. And the last question was about some indication about the cash collection of the NPL division, and if you can give us some data about 2017 for comparison.
Yes, you have those, okay, in slide, let me check, slide 10. You have 2016, 17, and 18, so 3 years, just to give you an idea.
Okay. Sorry,
you have either in terms of quarters and for the first half of those years. So 2016, 35, for example, million euro in the first half. 2017, the 35 became 54, and 2018, same period, 81.
Okay, and some indication about the trend you expect to increase with which rate, single digit?
I would say same trend. There is no reason why to expect a different trend at the moment. Of course, we do have the capital fin. So back loan, salary back loan, okay, or pension back loan, and so that should help us in recovery faster and higher amount of debt, okay, not supporting same cost. But we have just started those operations, so you should not expect an impact on 2018 numbers, but probably from next year.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question comes from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have some questions. The first one is on your NPE ratio that is down to something more than 10%. Can you go back and explain to us what has been the main impact? Because I understood that there is, let's say, a new accounting process due to regulatory changes. I would like to understand if this change is mainly related to the cancellation of bad loans fully written off in the past, or am I missing something? On top of that, my second question is on your slide number 11 and 12. If we see at 12 there is a contribution to P&L that is 123 million. On the other hand, if I see slide 11, there is 190. I know that it's peanuts. We are
cost
dealing
of funding is excluded from the page 12.
Okay, perfect. So the difference is mainly the cost of funding.
And you have the detail anyway in the segment report on
correct.
6 months results, okay?
Okay.
Where you have also 4 million, something like that, 4 point something, that is the cost of funding related to this area.
Okay, perfect. So this question has been answered, and my last question is on your guidance. Is, if I'm not wrong, you were projecting a net profit, let's say, in a region of 180, if I'm not wrong. Maybe the starting of the year was a bit softer than expected. I saw that in your press release there is a confirmation of the guidance and the outlook for the 2018 figures. Can you share with us what is your guidance on the bottom line, if it's possible, and let's say the picture on this line in the second part of the year? Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So I start from the net profit expectation, let's say, and then I leave the floor to for the other question to Cristina. As far as the expectation, all right, the consensus is in the range of 180. Of course, that doesn't take into consideration the one-off significant provision recovered in the in this quarter. So I would adjust that for sure for that kind of impact, okay, and probably 1 or 2, 3 million, something like that, okay, that could come from a lower increase in profitability from enterprises, but nothing more than that.
Okay, perfect. So it's reasonable to go down to around 165 million euro, maybe 160.
Close to that, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then
okay, for the first question related to the NPE ratio, I try to summarize the requirement of the accounting standards. The IFRS 9 have a specific treatment required for the purchase or originated credit impaired. The requirement is that the exposure has been made for the net amount. So the gross exposure less the provision are exposed for the net amount. This application is required also for the POCI acquired under the business combination, as you say, during 2016. Banca IFIS acquired Interbanca, that has a significant NPE portfolio. Under the previous accounting principle, IAS 39, the exposure that we made was at open gross amount, provisioning net amount. With the new standard, we closed this amount net on the gross exposure. To give you some more details, the amount that we canceled, closed under the accounting point of view for the first half 2000.
We are netting.
Gross and provision.
Yes.
For a total amount of 430 million, okay, related to the POCI. Then the other point, significant point, is related to the write-off. Even in this case, the standard requires to net the exposure of the position that are fully provisioned.
Okay.
This impact is around 29 million, 300 million. Okay. So the gross amount that we write off in terms of exposure, only exposure without any effect to the profit and loss because it's only a standard requirement, is around 760 million. This is explain the way in which we passed from 1.3 billion of the previous year to 564 million of the restated data under IFRS 9.
Okay, perfect. So, okay. In other words, I think that the POCI part of the portfolio, basically, you are booking these kind of loans on the base of value related to the purchase from Interbanca, and you forget about the gross amount that was, let's say, awarded by Interbanca at the beginning of the loans.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But
perfect.
You have to take into consideration that this exposure is under PPA. Okay.
Okay.
So in the future, the gross exposure
should go up.
Yeah, exactly.
pure Goha because you have the reversal PPA.
Yeah, to the profit and loss. Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay. So thank you very much to everyone for participating to our call, to financial call, and we wish you a great summer, okay, and we will speak again in autumn.
In autumn, okay.
Bye. Thank you, bye.
Bye.